This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
Welcome back, Stacey.
Thanks. Did you miss me?
Abso-freaking-lutely. I'm sitting here the whole entire time being like, oh, God, what am I doing with this show? Hey, people don't understand this, and some people are just too nice about it. They're too nice. I'm like, man, I'm struggling here this morning. They're like, no, you're doing a great job. You're doing that. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. But thank you. Thank you for the vote of confidence.
It's just not the same when you're solo.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Some people don't get that. Some do. But look, we're glad that you came back, and you came back at a great time because we have a brand new contest that kicked off today.
This morning.
96.3 Cruise FM presents Fly Me to the Stones. You can win tickets, flights, and accommodations to see the Rolling Stones in Vancouver on July 5th.
Which, come on, that's going to be epic. Massive. Every weekday at 8:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m., there's a Rolling Stones trivia question that will be asked. It's your chance to qualify. CruiseFM.com has all the details, so go check it out. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, so this morning, 8:20, you'll hear that little thing that goes off. When you hear it, you're going to want to text in to 306-938-0963.
All right. I did go on a road trip this weekend.
You did?
Woo! Just to Edmonton, nothing crazy. But here's the thing. I've been to the city of Edmonton many times.
Yeah.
And my friend lives in the Northwest, I think. So she sent me her address again, even though I had it. But I just copied it, pasted it into Google Maps. And I got a bit, I think, point happy. And I didn't hit, because you know how it auto-populates for you as you type it in? It's
yeah.
Like, yeah. So I just clicked on it, started driving. Get into the city of Edmonton, start making the exits and what have you. And I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem like their neighborhood. I mistakenly chose the Street Northwest instead of Avenue Northwest.
Ah, rookie mistake.
And in Edmonton, that's a 25-minute detour, so that was fun. And then, if that wasn't bad enough to screw up that badly with Google Maps takes you right there, delivers you to your door. On the way home, again, I just punched in Saskatoon, selected the route, and off I go. And I'm driving again. I'm like, isn't there usually McDonald's on my way out of Edmonton? I ended up going through Wainwright.
Oh, wow.
So I went south of my usual route through Lloyd.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I feel like it was quicker. I got home in exactly 5 hours.
Interesting.
With a pee break in Wainwright, mind you.
That's impressive.
So even though it was a screw up on my part,
it worked out.
It worked out really well.
And it's always interesting and cool when like screw ups, mess ups work out in your favor. Like, wow.
Yes.
I think I discovered something new that I may have to share with everyone else to make their lives easier as well too.
I was so pissed off at myself for screwing this up. I'm like, how could you not leave the city and go through Lloyd? That's the way you go. And I was like, wait a minute, this is actually working in my favor.
There you go. You got a
new route. Yeah.
This time of year, we have the bugs coming back, and it's a very terrifying time of year for me because maybe it's a strange phobia, but bugs just freak me out.
All bugs?
Every bug.
Flies, mosquitoes, spiders.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. My family used to make fun of me for years. They still do from time to time. They'll be like, oh, there's a moth, there's a butterfly, and you're scared of moths and butterflies, which I kind of was, but I always try to put that macho man persona. No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not. I like moths. I can put it on my finger. No, it was not happening. So
moths are bad, though, because they have no, they're just like flapping everywhere in your face and your hair. No, thank you.
They don't care whatsoever. So we're looking for your strange, weird phobias. 306-938-0963. You can text or you can call. Do you have one?
It's not so much a phobia. This one just grosses me out. But you know when you do like a big bunch of dishes and there's a bunch of food in the drain?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the sink? Touching that food? Just the gag, the reflex is like right there. I have to grab the drain and tap it into the gar. I can't. My mom's like, oh, just scoop up the food. No, I'm not touching that soggy food.
I don't blame you. It definitely feels super, super, super weird. We have a text here. It says, I get panicked and terrified around skyscrapers. That's a real thing. It is real. The building's so tall. What if it falls down or something? Window pane. Hey, it's Stacy and Zenga. Who's this?
Hey, Zenga, it's Dustin.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. Just heard you guys' little phobia question there and thought I had a good one for you guys.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. Well, my phobia is aliens, or at least seeing them in my backyard. One of the very first movies that I ever watched when I was a kid was Fire in the Sky, and it scared the crap out of me. So for a while, I just kind of kept that inside. And then when I got a little older, about 12 or 13, I told my dad that, you know, one of my biggest fears, and as irrational as it is to see an alien standing in the backyard underneath the bush or something, and I would just lose my mind. Well, he decided that what he would do was go and get a little alien cutout and put it out there one night as I'm getting up to go to the bathroom. And sure enough, there's this alien standing in the backyard. And, well, he lost his mind.
Oh my, that's like child abuse.
Old for him, but I shit a brick.
Listen, I love your dad. That is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I feel for you, but I love your dad at the same time. His sense of humor, unreal.
Oh yeah, no, he's, everybody loves him. No doubt about that.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us here this morning. We really appreciate it.
No worries. You guys have a good one. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. As mentioned, yes, I did go on a little road trip this weekend to Edmonton to visit my friend. Now, there's something so different when you visit somebody, I think, past your 20s.
Okay.
The whole weekend for us consisted of eating and relaxing. That's all we did. And if I was to rewind and 24-year-old Stacy was visiting her friend, the weekend would have been so different.
How so?
We would have been going out at night.
Ragers.
To, not necessarily a rager, but to a pub or a club or something with some friends, loud music, what have you, getting home at 1:30.
Yeah.
This weekend, no, we went out for an amazing dinner on Friday night. Our reservation, 5 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And after the meal was over, which was so good, we then went back to her house and watched the hockey game. We picked up snacks and a coffee.
And then we were tucked into bed at 7 o'clock at night.
After the game was over, we were ready for bed.
Had a little bit of seltzer water before you went to bed to make sure everything was
warm milk. But honestly, it was so, like, we did everything we absolutely love.
Yeah.
We got to eat amazing food. We watched some hockey. We sat on the couch, looked at our phones, showed each other memes. And it was fantastic.
And you didn't have a crazy hangover when you woke up the next day.
Exactly.
Life was good for you.
Exactly.
Listen, I haven't gotten to that stage in my life yet, but You're making it sound more and more inviting. Last week, called CRA. Friendly reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Is due when, Stacy?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Called CRA because, you know, I needed to change the address. For some reason, you couldn't do it online. They're like, oh, error. Call us.
Please phone a representative.
Right?
No.
So called CRA, and the automatic voice lady says, Your wait time is 2 hours. I was like, 2 hours?
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
I was like, who? I'm like, I don't know who you think I am, but I'm not about to be sitting on this phone for 2 hours. I sat for like 15 minutes. I was like,
And then you just gave up after 15 minutes of invested time?
Yeah, well, I tried. I said, maybe on the off chance they'll just skip me through. Like, something will happen. Maybe I'll get them calls.
That's hilarious. Maybe I'll just jump the queue. Maybe it'll be 15 minutes instead of 2 hours. No.
So 50 minutes came. I was like, no, I can't do this. I'm like, 2 hours is, it's an insane amount of time.
Can I just,
sitting on the,
no, when you tried phoning the CRA on April 28th, guess however many thousands and thousands of people are doing the same thing. You picked the worst time to call them. I have no sympathy for you. Sorry.
I know, but
2 hours in a while.
Look, so can anyone beat 2 hours being on hold for anything?
Mine was also CRA, and it was like an hour 45.
Hour 45.
And I stayed. I waited.
The whole entire time.
I was not hanging up.
You are nuts. Absolutely.
I put it on speaker, lay the phone down, do your thing.
And just what? Clean the house, wash the car, made some dinner.
Yeah.
And by then, you still, after an hour 45 minutes, you still didn't make it through.
And then when they pick up, you're like, who is this? What?
What was the length of your wait time?
I've been on hold for 6 hours with CRA.
6 hours?
Yes.
Good. What was happening? Were you getting like an audit? Like, what happened?
Well, I mean, we can talk about the CERB.
Oh, man.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, it was back during those times, eh?
It was. I mean, I was on hold for 3.5 hours and then got hung up on and had to wait on hold for another 3.5.
Yo, oh, the audacity of them of hanging up on you.
It was a little bit infuriating, yes.
Well, at the end of the day, did you get what you needed to get done?
Absolutely not.
Oh, jeez.
It makes me even worse.
Even worse. Salt on the wound.
Oh, it was devastating.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Crystal, thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Thank you.
We had been talking a while back about Wordle and how it might disappear.
Yes.
It all might be done.
2027.
Is that the estimated time?
That's the estimated date, because there's only so many five-letter words you can use, and by that time, they should all be used up.
Because if you think of it, though, like you could go to four-letter Wordle, six-letter Wordle, open the doors for...
I think if we get past six, that's, it's
too many.
It's too many. People's brains are not
built like that.
Definitely not.
Here's the thing, though. When we brought that subject up, I thought about it, and I thought about it again this weekend because my girlfriend that I went to visit, she plays Wordle with her dad every day.
Actually.
And I was like, is anybody actually even... I'm sure, but who's playing, are you still playing Wordle?
Absolutely not. Like, to me, I thought it was just a fad, like, that it came and went. I didn't know that people were actually still, invested in it.
Yes, daily. And they're tracking their statistics and concerned about the, the percentages and what have you.
Yep.
I saw two different instances of Wordle this weekend, and I was like, people are still playing it. Crazy.
It's
and now it makes me actually want to play it,
I mean, it would make sense.
Right?
Right? You, I come in here in the morning, you're sitting there doing your Wordle, drinking your coffee, waiting for me to stroll on in.
That sounds really nice.
.3 Cruise FM, Variety That Rocks, The Police with Every Breath You Take. It's mornings with Zenga, Stacy and Zenga.
Well, when did that change?
Oh, it happened when you weren't
when
here.
I took one day off.
You took one day off and you let me come through the floodgates. There's this new trend, or I don't know if it's a new trend, but it's a style trend that a lot of women have been doing online, and it makes me scratch my head and be like, why? What's the reason? And it's fake freckles.
Oh.
Apparently, some women are getting these freckles tattooed on their face. They're painting them on with makeup.
Yep.
I assume that's how they'd use it. I don't understand why. And maybe you could shed some light onto as to why women are doing these fake freckles.
Because you always want what you don't have.
But don't you remember the times when someone had freckles were like, oh, that person's weird for having freckles. And now freckles are like the thing.
I, as a person who has freckles, I had them when I was little and my family has freckles.
Yeah.
I did not like them when I was younger. But then as you get older, and I think it was because you got teased maybe, but now I
love
it. I embrace it.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't think if I didn't have them, I would go to the world. I just don't think it's worth it. I saw a tutorial on this girl doing it and I was like 3 minutes later, I'm like, really? You spent that much time putting fake freckles on your face? And guess what? They don't look real. That's the thing.
Even the tattoo ones, right?
Even the tattoo ones are way too perfect. No one's got freckles like that. What are you, a cartoon?
Right, it's pretty nuts. But the other question is, at what point did freckles become like this attractive thing that women are like, oh, this is super attractive. I got to put it on my body now, whether it's permanent or whether it's just a temporary. And also, how do you make sure you get them in the freckles in the right spot every single time? Imagine you show up to someone, they have freckles on their face, and then you see them again, the freckles have moved. You're like, but how does that happen?
Or they're just like, I didn't feel like putting freckles on today.
It's pretty nuts.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
I've seen this idea floating around before on social media, and I want to know resealable cereal bags. Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
That's not bad.
Because, I don't know, like, I guess I don't eat enough cereal mm-hmm. because then you have to go and, like, roll the corner down.
Yep.
I have to, at some point, keep the air from getting in because you don't want your cereal to go stale.
100%.
So I always roll the bag down, and that's annoying because then your box gets all fat.
What's wrong with the fat box? Some people like boxes when they're fat.
It doesn't fit in the cupboard as well, okay? And I had also seen that suggestion come up for like chip bags and stuff like that. I think it's a great idea.
It is. Like, you see it with most. Like, I have these pretzel things from Costco.
The flat pretzels.
Yeah.
Yes.
I open it, I eat what I want, and I zip it closed, and it stays fresh. And it's,
thank you.
There you go. But one would argue, like, this is a good, trust me, great idea, good idea. One would be like, why don't you just buy like one of those cereal containers and pour, take it out and pour it in there.
Nobody's got time for that. Well, some people do, but at the same time, why go all to, like, that's an extra step and completely.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm here for you. Reusable, resealable cereal bags. Mm-hmm. Absolutely a good idea. And hopefully someone will pick up the mantle with that. Driving is always a topic that is very interesting because, you know, people feel strongly about it. And we always get like these kind of crazy stories. There is a guy over in the UK who was clocked going 100 miles per hour. Like,
which is faster than clicks, yeah.
Faster than clicks. And when the police pulled him over, they're like, yo, what are you doing? Like, why are you driving this fast? His reason, I needed to poop.
I was just going to say diarrhea. That's the best excuse to get out of everything.
Is it, though?
I shouldn't say that. Not a ticket, because when the cops pull you over and you're like, I have to poop, do you have to prove it to them? Poop your pants? Get out of the ticket?
I'd be pretty nuts. But, you know, I sit here and say, like, if I was a cop and someone, I pulled someone over who was speeding and, like, oh, I have to really poop, I'd be like, that's not a valid reason. Pull over the side of the road and drop the drawers and defecate.
On, like, Circle Drive?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean? You pull over, you open your doors, right, so no one can see you, and you just squat down and let her go.
I would speed all the way home.
And get a ticket.
And risk the ticket.
Okay, yeah, I think tickets plus demerit points, because you're at that point, you're close to stunt driving.
What if I also started crying?
Wow.
Anything. Just,
listen, you have two options here, right, in my mind. You're either going to crap your pants and just drive home with crap in your pants.
Yeah.
Or you're going to pull off to the side of the road, put the doors open, and take a nice dookie.
I don't know if I can do that.
You could. If you really need to poo that bad, you definitely could.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.